This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday she's concerned that the United States could be headed for an avoidable surge in coronavirus cases as more states relax prevention measures and more people travel around the country. During a virtual White House COVID-19 response team briefing, Rochelle Walensky said U.S. states are seeing an increasing number of new cases attributed to variant strains of the virus, particularly in California. That's the nation's most populous state, and there, a new variant accounts for 52% of new infections. Walensky said this is a warning sign that the pandemic is not over. The White House task force has nearly 25% of people in the United States have had at least one vaccination. About 13% are fully vaccinated. Walensky said among those over 65 years of age, 42% are fully vaccinated. 69% have received at least one shot. AstraZeneca said Monday the results of its COVID-19 vaccine trials provide evidence that its shot provides 100% efficacy against severe or critical disease and hospitalization. AstraZeneca said in a statement that the safety and efficacy analysis was based on more than 32,000 participants in U.S. trials. It said in volunteers older than 65, the efficacy rate was 80%. Several European countries had recently stopped use of the AstraZeneca vaccine because of reports that it was associated with blood clots. The European Medicines Agency, however, says the vaccine is safe and does not raise the overall risk of blood clots. Last week, France, Germany, and Italy resumed use of the vaccine after stopping for a short time. VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Brussels on Monday for meetings the State Department says are meant to boost ties with NATO allies. On the agenda are issues such as climate change, counterterrorism, and the coronavirus pandemic. Blinken is scheduled to take part in a meeting of NATO foreign ministers on Tuesday and Wednesday, and to also hold talks with NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. After 4 years of foreign policy under former President Donald Trump that focused only on prioritizing U.S. interests, Blinken is expected to deliver a speech outlining a commitment to, quote, rebuilding and revitalizing alliances while highlighting the importance of NATO. Saudi Arabia proposed a ceasefire Monday in Yemen's lengthy civil war, but Houthi rebels appeared to reject it, saying the offer was nothing new and did not go far enough. In addition to a nationwide ceasefire, Riyadh said Sana'a Airport would reopen. The airport is in Houthi-controlled territory, but the Saudi-led coalition, which supports the government of Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, controls the airspace and has blocked flights from coming and going for years. The Saudis also said taxes and fees from Yemen's Hodeidah seaport would be put into a joint account in Yemen's central bank, to which both the government and the Iranian-backed rebels would have access. The funds would in part be used to pay long overdue salaries to the country's civil servants. Political talks would follow once the Yemeni parties agree. President Hadi's government welcomed the announcement, but the Houthis, who control nearly 70% of Yemen's territory, were less enthusiastic. The United Nations also welcomed the announcement. It has appealed for a nationwide ceasefire for years. It's also called for an end to the blockade, which has impacted the delivery of humanitarian aid. The United States reiterated its commitment to support Saudi Arabia's defense and condemned recent attacks against Saudi territory. Police in the southwest British city of Bristol on Monday said at least 20 police officers were injured and two police vehicles were set on fire after an initially peaceful demonstration against new police legislation. Those peaceful demonstrations turned violent late Sunday. They were demonstrating against new police legislation. Police say thousands of protesters gathered in the city Sunday afternoon for a so-called Kill the Bill rally. They were demonstrating against legislation being considered that would give police new powers to restrict demonstrations. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.